All right, Carson Brown, Anaheim 2, sixth place. I didn't know that till right now. I knew you were up there. Nice work. You got to be stoked.
Yeah, I mean, we actually had a pretty rough day in practice and qualifying there, so I was stoked to turn around in the heat race, got a good start, ended up fifth in there and had a good gate pick for the main. And yeah, just kind of worked my way up to six. There was a few guys who passed me, a few guys who went down, and honestly stayed up, rode consistent, and had the best night I've had in a long time.
Were you doing the math a little bit and being like, oh, hey, look, Shimoda, Vince, like, were you doing the math? Did you have any idea?
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I knew that guys were going to be going down at the end of the race at some point. I just didn't know when, and I didn't know exactly what place I was going to be in. I saw Joe's pit board in six, and I saw Swole not that far in front those last few laps, and I wanted to put on a charge, but just couldn't quite get it. So hopefully we can throw her in the top five at the next bunch of rounds.
I like this track tonight. I don't know. I mean, whoops were big, which they've been big at every round. But I thought it looked like a fun track. I don't know. You tell me. You're into fun tracks. Was this one good?
Yeah, honestly, when we were walking around the track today, we were all like, oh, dude, this could be my kind of track, you know, because it's tight rhythms with weird jumps and everything that doesn't flow very well. So I was like, oh, this is it, man. And
you think about the wall thing, you think about the thing, the double over the all that.
Yeah, it's just like my house, so it ended up being good. I mean, like I said, I struggled in practice, and I was like, man, this sucks. And then I get out there for the heat race, and I'm like, okay, here we go.
Yeah. It's kind of like one of those things where, I mean, look, you've got a lot of skill on the bike. We know that. You can lay down a lap time. But it's one of those things where practice goes good, and then the next one goes good, then the gate pick is good for the heat, then your start, and it's kind of like a snowball that goes downhill, but it can also go uphill, right? Like either way.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, at every round I've bettered myself this year, so hopefully we can keep that momentum going. And I mean, we're feeling good. I mean, just riding consistent, not out of control. I mean, in years past, I've, you know, let's face it, I had some sketchy moments out there, and I haven't really had that this year riding consistent laps, so I'm feeling good.
Of course, your series started off rough with round one. Not good. No. But other than that, man, yeah, like you said, it's been good.
Yeah, I mean, I had that one freak incident, but, I mean, everybody has something throughout the year, right? So I'm happy I got that out of the way early, and hopefully we can keep it out of the danger zone.
A lot better on this team than on a YZ125, right?
Yeah, I mean, the YZ125 would have been epic. The fans would have been stoked. But, I mean, these guys gave me the call up. I rode this bike, and I knew I just had to do it. I mean, eventually we'll do that. But, I mean, might as well race while I can, right?
Well, good job, man. Thanks.
Hey, thank you so much.